American music legend, finally speaking for himself.
I'm so happy.
Happy.
I'm so happy.
Happy.
You decide. Danny Elfman has composed music for more than 100 films, including Men in Black, The Nightmare Before Christmas, Edward Scissorhands, and Milk. And there's this very familiar TV show theme. Yep, Danny Elfman composed the theme for The Simpsons. He's won a Grammy and been nominated for Oscars, and in his latest album, Danny Elfman reflects a little more on himself. It's called Big Mess, and its 18 songs are raw and absurdist. Danny Elfman joins us now from Los Angeles. Thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.
You said when you started this project, you didn't know what Danny Elfman sounded like anymore. What did you mean by that?
Well, I mean, it had been almost 30 years since I was on stage and recording and doing that kind of stuff. The question was, when I started Big Mess, it's like, who am I? What is my voice? You know, and I didn't know. I wasn't expecting or setting out to do an album at all.
What happened?
I was preparing months of work into this coming back on stage for the first time in ages for Coachella 2 years ago. And I was all ready to go, and then, of course, it cancels.
Oh, my.
and that's just really like the Elfman luck. I have a home up north that I've had for 25 years. We said, well, if we're going into quarantine, we'll go up there. And after a while, I found myself reflecting about my life and trying to figure things out.
Everybody loves you. Everybody hates you.
Mr. Elfman, how do you write music?
You know, I didn't have any training. And to write cold on paper, you use solfège, which means you hear all the notes in your head and you know what they are.
Yeah,
I'm of the other side, that I need to hear the pitches, and I just compose completely from top to bottom as I go.
What do you think your album wound up being so closely evocative of events going on now?
I felt in 2020, but it hasn't changed today, that we're still living in a addendum that George Orwell wrote to 1984. Truth is turned in reverse. 2 + 2 = 5.
There's a great thing that's happening for our country. It's a great day for everybody. It's a great day for everybody.
The stolen election, voting machines pre-programmed by Venezuelan. I mean, it's too insane to be real. And yet, now we see in the disinformation that's coming out of Russia regarding Ukraine, it's the same thing. That is constantly on my mind, you know. It's like, it's what George Orwell always spoke of. It's taking any fantasy that you come up with and present it as reality, and people will buy it as reality.
Do I get this story right? You were discouraged from studying music when you were a youngster in grade school?
I tried to join the orchestra. I think it was trombone I wanted to play. Mm-hmm. I was told I had no propensity for music. It's a phrase that I love. And I didn't pursue music. My entire career in music, I owe to the fact that I moved from one school to another between middle school and high school in Los Angeles, one neighborhood to another neighborhood. And so I tried picking up the violin.
I mean, the violin, not the tambourine.
Yeah, I don't understand. At that point, I started really getting into 1930s jazz, as well as contemporary jazz. And I was a huge fan of Django Reinhardt. And there was a violinist named Stefan Grappelli. I said, man, would I love to play like that. That's what started it off. It was kind of secretly wanting to learn an instrument and not even telling my friends because it was embarrassing for me.
Another thing we want to ask you about. You are in the process of premiering a series of classical music concertos across the world. There's a concerto in Austria.
Yeah, and a percussion concerto in London. My goal right now is one concert piece per year, every year. I've been trying to stay on that course since around 5 years ago when I did my violin concerto.
What will you be doing at Coachella? Because you're going to be finally able to play there this year.
It was like half live on stage rock and roll and half film music. Now it's going to be between stuff from my past, Oingo Boingo songs reinvented, film music, and Big Mess, all again mixed together in even a crazier mishmash.
I moved to ask you this question. What do you think you've learned over the past 2 years, either about yourself, your life, music, the power of music, us?
I need to push myself out of my comfort zone. And if I fail, I fail. You know, what are they going to do, shoot me? I did feel that way in England. There was a moment backstage where I was going to walk out to start my suite for Nightmare Before Christmas. And I had stage fright. I was kind of frozen at the door. Helena Bonham Carter was behind me because she was going to sing Sally. And she goes, "Denny, what's wrong?" And I was going, "Man, I don't know if I could walk in there or not." She said, "Denny, it, right?" And I said, "Oh my God, yes, of course. Blank it is the motto of my entire life." And I walked out there and had one of the best nights of my life. The thrill of not having a safety net, it just makes life more interesting.
I'm resisting now to change. Feeling different can be very strange.
Danny Elfman, his album, Big Mess, is out now, and he'll soon be at Coachella. And gosh knows where else he shows up in the world. Thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, thank you. It's really fun.
Compensation. Living a life, it's so easy.